This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our special guest today is Sean Wade. Sean is with Plains Cotton Growers. We'll talk all things cotton in just a moment. First off, let's talk all things cattle for just a moment. Dr. Glenn Tonser, Kansas State, says there will be opportunities for profits this year.
Economists are trained to describe everything from a supply-demand perspective. That's where we start the discussion. And both those factors were more and more supportive as we progress through 2021. So on the supply side, we got closer to current. Lots of discussion about the herd might be shrinking some. We weren't, you know, as flush with cattle, so to speak, as we progressed through the year. And similarly, demand remained strong. And I'll share some more of those numbers in a moment. But if you have strong demand coupled with improving in the sense that we weren't flush with cattle, so improving from price support perspective, both those factors helped cattle prices as 2021 concluded.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Sean Wade. Sean is with Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock, and we'll have contact information, including a website address in just a few moments. But, Sean, we're in the new year now, 2022. But before we start talking about 2022, don't we need to stop and look back at 2021? Because we're actually still taking care of that 21 crop, aren't we?
We are. We still have a few gens that are operating, trying to, get through the last of that crop, that 2021 crop that, we've been really excited about. It's been a good crop overall. And, growers have, really had the opportunity to, like I said, it's kind of rare that we get the opportunity to produce a good size crop, but also have, really good pricing opportunities available to us as well. So everybody's, working feverishly to try and get this crop, the last of it through the gins, and then certainly through the classing process so that we can get those grades back. And, when we look at, progress from a classing perspective, both the Lubbock and Lamesa offices are, of course, certainly coping with some of the same challenges that other parts of the industry have been, when it comes to labor and that sort of thing throughout this season. But they're, they're making progress on this crop, and those offices are both running right about 68% complete from what they expected to receive this year. So that's a pretty good indication of kind of where this crop stands, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about, over 80% gin now and moving quickly to the finish line there. So lots of good things happening. It's just, maybe not as fast as a lot of us would like sometimes when we have these pricing opportunities like we do in the market today.
Well, and we talk about that 2021 crop, but we're at the point where we're already not just thinking about, but making plans for the 22 crop, because especially in South Texas, we'll see that crop start going in, I would say, probably less than 45 days, 30 to 45 days or so. So obviously, we're already looking to the 22 crop. Any ideas what we might see as far as acreage?
I think, the market certainly is trying its best to keep cotton in the mix for growers that do have options out there available to them. We're seeing the December 22 futures, hovering in that 92 to 94 cent range, 95 cent range, over the last several days. And certainly, that is, moving us very quickly towards the establishment of our first projected price for that very southern portion of Texas that has the early sales closing date of January 31st. And it looks, for all intents and purposes like that area is going to end up with about a 92 cent crop insurance price. So that, should be very good, from an acreage perspective, a strong incentive for those growers. And then, we're going to be looking at some of the survey results that will be released from the National Cotton Council. They'll do their big acreage survey and release that information at their annual meeting at the end of the month. And then shortly after that, we'll see the USDA's official crop production acreage estimate. So, I think, by and large, it looks like we would probably have the ability to maintain most, probably almost all of the acres that we saw planted in 2021 going into 2022. Obviously, you know, we'll see some movement on the edges, but you know, at this point, it doesn't look like we would anticipate a really big acreage decline, you know, as a result of, you know, poor prices for cotton relative to other crops. The cotton's really strong right now, and looks like should do its part to keep cotton producers planting the crop.
You mentioned that crop insurance price being over 90 cents there, at least anticipated. For those who don't understand the importance and how that price works into a producer's plan for the year, how do you explain that?
Well, I think, you know, the best way to understand it is you know, our insurance coverages are based on really kind of two key components. One is our historical yield, that actual production history yield that we use to you know, kind of to set that production baseline. But then the other part is the price, and we use a mechanism through the crop insurance program that establishes our projected price for the coming year based on, you know, futures prices. And you know, at this point, you know, this is going to be the driver, not just for, you know, for producers, you know, looking at, you know, what the relative returns on a crop may be, but also, you know, how can I best create a safety net that will protect me against, you know, either downside risk from either a, you know, a big price decline or from a disastrous weather event. And, you know, out here in West Texas, we know that weather can certainly change on a dime, and as we saw last year. But as we go into 2022, there are already certainly some concerns about, you know, whether these drought conditions, these dry conditions will extend through planting season here on the high plains of Texas. And, you know, what will that do, you know, to this crop and the prospects for that crop? So that insurance price is really important to help us establish a good, robust safety net for the producer so that they can have, you know, the protection against those unforeseen circumstances, either from the market or from the weather that we just have no control over.
Beltwide Cotton Conference recently wrapping up in San Antonio. You were there. Any highlights from that?
You know, some really good information, as always, provided at the Beltwide. A lot of information on, you know, some new variety offerings, you know, and then also, you know, kind of marketing and farm program outlooks as well. You know, we're getting, you know, rapidly approaching the starting point, you know, for the 2024 farm bill debate. And so that's, you know, that's something that you know, everybody's kind of, you know, beginning to get a lot more interest in. And then just, you know, again, just the general questions on where's this market going to go, and that sort of thing. And you know, what are these prices going to do, and how is demand looking? And all that information was available to producers, you know, through presentations that were at the Beltwide. And like I said, we had a really good meeting, a lot of great information that was shared. Also got some, you know, some well-deserved accolades, you know, for some producers here in the area. I don't know if you had heard, but Mark and Greg Howard from Dalhart, Texas, were named the 2022 or 2021, actually, Cotton Marketers of the Year at this year's Beltwide for their efforts and activities over the last year and really throughout their careers. You know, they're a real asset to their areas and to this area as a whole. You know, very progressive producers have good ideas when it comes to marketing and eager to share that information that they have with their neighbors and everything. So very well-deserved honor for Greg and Mark Howard up there in Dalhart. And that marks actually the second year in a row that we had the Cotton Marketer of the Year come out of the High Plains of Texas. If you remember, Barry Evans from Crest, Texas, won that award last the previous year for 2020. So a lot of good information. Like I said, I would encourage folks to really look into reacquainting themselves with the Beltwide Cotton Conferences the next time around. I believe it's going to be in New Orleans next year, and so a good opportunity to have a good time, but also get some really good information to kind of help you navigate the markets and the production challenges that we have in cotton.
So just about 2 minutes left, but talk about marketing and making your plans. ARC PLC, that's another decision producers have to revisit. What's happening on that front?
Yeah, so a lot of producers are getting communication from FSA, you know, and USDA, asking them to kind of come in and look at making those ARC and PLC decisions. The deadline for that is actually March the 15th, which coincides with our crop insurance sales closing dates as well. And, you know, this is the time of year when producers need to be really gathering up as much information as they can when it comes to, you know, what are price forecasts looking like, you know, again, what is that weather situation shaping up to be? And you know, there's no need to rush into this decision because it does make a really big impact on how your safety net's going to look for 2022. And in order to help producers, you know, make these decisions, there's a variety of resources out there. But two that I would highlight. One is the Texas A&M Ag and Food Policy Decision Policy Center's 2022 ARC PLC Decision Aid Tool. You can find that at the AFPC website at www.afpc.tamu.edu. And then the second would be an event that the Plains County Growers is working to put together. We should be putting some information out here shortly with links for registration. But we are planning to hold a 2022 ARC PLC and crop insurance kind of update meeting on February the 2nd. That meeting right now is tentatively scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. and will be held at the Plains Cotton Co-op Association's big delegate body room over there on East 50th Street here in Lubbock. So would encourage folks to kind of make a note in their calendar for February the 2nd, and if they can be around Lubbock at 10 o'clock in the morning, have the opportunity to come and share some information with them. And with their fellow producers about, you know, kind of how some of these programs are shaping up, how they work together, and then how, you know, maybe some of the things that they would want to keep in mind as they make those final decisions leading up to those sign-up deadlines come on March the 15th.
Now, you can learn more online at plainscotton.org. That's plainscotton.org. Sean Wade's with Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
Control your growing environment like never before with a Sunflower 1436 disc harrow. With a design that is fine-tuned to work precisely and easily, you can give each seed its best shot at a healthy return. Whatever your soil type or tillage practice, the Sunflower line of disc harrows is your best choice for rugged, reliable performance. Learn more at livingstonmachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Hi, I'm Debbie Childress, director of the Grayson County Alliance, a food pantry in rural Kentucky. Thanks to a local farmer, we recently received a $2,500 donation from America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer. As a result, we expanded a classroom where we teach families about nutrition and personal finance. I encourage all farmers to enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local nonprofit. Visit growcommunities.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Sean Wade with Plains Cotton Growers.
Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like a Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat. It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Again, Sean Wade mentioning that upcoming event on February 2nd. Find out more, plainscotton.org.
Great hay doesn't just happen. A good hay crop takes planning, hard work, and the right tools. At Livingston Machinery, we have the Heston by Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrowers, large square balers, and small square balers you need to bring your crop in right. Years of experience and rugged American-made quality show in every high-density bale. Don't just wish for good hay. Demand Heston hay. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
As U.S. soybean producers begin to consider how much ground to devote to beans next spring, they're currently, of course, seeing higher prices for the crop just harvested. USDA's been projecting prices for that crop will average about 12% more than the year before. But USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says for the upcoming crop, he expects to see
some softening in soybean prices for the next crop that farmers will harvest in the fall under a very simplistic economic look at where we headed in terms of acreage and production and global demand, but still relatively good prices.
As to budgeting for production costs, yes, soybeans don't need as much of this currently expensive fertilizer as corn does.
But you go across the budget and you think about machinery and truck parts and labor and all those issues, still going to affect the returns for soybeans.
And Meyer says at the moment it looks like every major input for this upcoming 2022 crop will cost more than it did for the 21 soybean crop. Gary Crawford, Washington.
It's the Agribusiness Report.